Italians vote for a second day today in parliamentary elections that have pitted the incumbent Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi against a former Prime Minister Romano Prodi. Opinion polls have given the challenger Prodi an edge in a very close race, which has been notable for the number of insults traded between the two. David Willey is the Rome reporter for the BBC and joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How close is this race between former Prime Minister Romano Prodi and the current Prime Minister?
It's a very close thing. We don't know yet what the figures are going to be. We shan't know until the exit polls come out when the balloting stops. But the indications so far are that it's going to be a very close run race, and neither candidate is going to score a landslide victory. That's absolutely certain.
So this race is a fairly serious threat to Berlusconi's 5 years in power. That's somewhat of a record incumbency in post-war Italy. What about the major issues in the campaign? The economy is one.
Well, the economy is clearly the main issue, but what's curious about this election campaign is that neither candidate really has given many details of how they propose to deal with a really rather serious economic crisis which Italy is going through. This is a country which has lived on its exports, and of course with the rise of the new industrial giants in Asia, particularly India and China, Italian exporters are finding the going very difficult. Labour costs here are high, and even for example, traditional trades like shoe manufacturing, the Italians are losing out to Asians again. And this is worrying a lot of people. Young people can't find jobs, just like in France. So there are very serious issues which should have been debated during this election campaign. And it's been rather more of a slanging match between the two sides, with each trying to insult their opponents.
What about Berlusconi's support for the war in Iraq, which is not popular in Italy? Has that hurt him?
No, Iraq has not been an issue here because Mr. Berlusconi has already agreed with President Bush and Tony Blair in Britain that the Italian peacekeeping contingent should be withdrawn from Iraq by the end of the year. Mr. Prodi is certainly less pro-American than Mr. Berlusconi, but both the Italian candidates are very much aware of the importance of the Atlantic Alliance and can be counted on to be at least fairly supportive of America, if not over American foreign policy, if they're elected.
Just very briefly, is it possible that this election would end in something like a deadlock?
Yes, stalemate is a possibility. You see, what could happen is that the lower house could go to Mr. Berlusconi and the upper house, the Senate, could go to Mr. Prodi, which would make the country more or less ungovernable, in which case you'd have to have either fresh elections or a grand coalition such as took place in the recent German elections.
Speaking to us about Italy's parliamentary elections, the final official results will be known tomorrow. The BBC's Rome correspondent, David Willey. Thanks very much.
Thank you.